Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate 46th session of World Heritage Committee in New Delhi this evening. Government convenes all-party meeting today ahead of budget session of Parliament. EPFO adds 19.5 lakh net members in May this year. 14-year-old tests positive for Nipah virus in Malappuram district of Kerala. KP Sharma Oli government in Nepal to seek vote of confidence in Parliament today. And in cricket, India to take on UAE in Women's Asia Cup T20 at Tambola in Sri Lanka this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi at 7 p.m. today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time, which will continue till the 31st of this month. The World Heritage Committee meets once a year and is responsible for managing all matters pertaining to world heritage and deciding on sites to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. During this meeting, proposals for nominating new sites on the World Heritage List, state of conservation reports of 124 existing World Heritage properties, international assistance and utilization of World Heritage funds, among others, will be discussed. More from our correspondent.
Over 2,000 international and national delegates from more than 150 countries will attend the meeting. Various exhibitions will also be set up at Bharat Mandapam to showcase India's culture. The Return of Treasures exhibition will showcase some of the retrieved artifacts brought back to the country. So far, more than 350 artifacts have been brought back. While the Incredible India exhibition will display India's rich cultural heritage, age-old civilization, geographical diversity, tourism destinations, along with modern developments in the field of information technology and infrastructure. Along with the World Heritage Committee meeting, World Heritage Young Professionals Forum and World Heritage Site Managers Forum will also be held on the sidelines. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, New Delhi.
Prime Minister Modi has said that it is a matter of immense joy that India is hosting the meeting of the World Heritage Committee in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this is the first time India is hosting this committee and he looks forward to attending the program this evening. He added that this is an important forum to exchange views on ways to preserve the country's heritage. Government has convened an all-party meeting today ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. More from our correspondent.
The budget session of Parliament will begin on Monday, and on Tuesday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Last month, while addressing the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. Government is likely to introduce 6 new bills in the budget session of the Parliament. Dipendra Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested another 3 persons in connection with the NEET UG paper leak case. Of them, 2 arrested persons are medical students of Bharatpur Medical College in Rajasthan. Sources added that the technical surveillance has confirmed their presence in Hazaribagh of Jharkhand on the day of NEET UG examination, held on the 5th of May, while the third arrested person is an all-rounder who was providing all kinds of support to the kingpin. Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 19.5 lakh net members in the month of May this year. The addition during the month is the highest since the first payroll data was issued in April 2018. Ministry of Labour and Employment in a statement said that the data indicates that around 9.85 lakh new members have enrolled during May 2024. It added that there is also an increase of 10.96% in the new members from April this year. The ministry added that further, the year-over-year analysis shows a growth of 19.62% in net members additions compared to May 2023. Foreign Portfolio Investors, FPI, continued the investment momentum in the stock markets in India, infusing around 44,344 crore rupees in equity and debt so far this month. According to the data with the depositories, FPIs have invested worth 30,771 crore rupees in equity and 13,573 crore rupees in debt. In Kerala, Nipah virus has been confirmed in a 14-year-old boy from Malappuram district. Kerala Health Minister Veena George said the test conducted at the National Institute of Virology, Pune, has returned positive. Tests conducted in two laboratories in Kerala also turned positive. The child is currently undergoing treatment at Medical College Hospital in Kozhikode. The minister said that the state is fully prepared to handle the situation and steps have been taken as per Nipah protocol. A control room has also started in Malappuram district. Relatives who had close contact with the child are being observed. The monoclonal antibody required for the treatment sent from NIV Pune is expected to reach Kozhikode today. Directorate General of Health Services, DGHS, Atul Goyal, along with experts, has reviewed the Chandipura virus cases and acute encephalitis syndrome or AES cases in Gujarat, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. The Union Health Ministry in a statement said that after a detailed discussion and review of the status of the Chandipura virus and AES cases, the experts concluded that infectious agents contribute to only a small proportion of AES cases across the country. During the meeting, they emphasized the need for comprehensive epidemiological, environmental and entomological studies of the AES cases reported in Gujarat. A day-long convention of Maharashtra BJP is being organized in Pune today in view of the upcoming assembly elections in the state. BJP State President Chandrasekhar Bavankule informed that around 5,300 office bearers will participate in this convention to be inaugurated by senior party leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the concluding session. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inspected the Pune railway station yesterday evening and took stock of the facilities available at the station. Speaking to media on this occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said that Pune station is an important station and a discussion on how to increase the facilities and capacity of the station was held during the inspection. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts.
Union Budget 2024-25.
Join Akashwani News for a special day-long live program on Union Budget 2024-25.
In-depth analysis by experts, special budget bulletins, reactions on the budget, and exclusive interviews.
Tune in to 100.1 MHz Akashwani Gold Channel from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. this Tuesday, 23rd of July.
Live streaming of the entire program will also be available on our YouTube channel, News On Air Official.
Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Central Maharashtra, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh during the next 4 days. IMD said heavy rainfall is likely over Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Uttarakhand, West UP, Haryana, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Marathwada, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Telangana today. Light to moderate rainfall is also likely over the National Capital Region today. In Uttarakhand, Meteorological Department has issued an alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall across the state over the next 48 hours. The Met Department has issued a red alert for the Kumaon region and a yellow alert for the Garhwal region. Heavy rains lashed Mumbai and its suburban areas, causing waterlogging in various areas, resulting in traffic snarls in various parts of the city. Water accumulated in low-lying areas of Andheri subway connecting Andheri East with Andheri West, because of which the commuters commuting from office to home faced a lot of difficulties yesterday evening. Another batch of 3,113 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform the pilgrimage to the Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 123 vehicles earlier this morning. Guru Purnima, also known as Vyas Purnima, is being celebrated today. The festival is dedicated to spiritual and academic teachers. On the occasion, people remember and pay their gratitude to gurus who guide and shape their lives with their wisdom and blessings. Lord Buddha had given his first sermon on this occasion after achieving enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. Lord Buddha had travelled to Sarnath from Bodh Gaya and had given his sermon on the full moon day. Thus, the followers of Lord Buddha worship him on this day. Government in Nepal will seek vote of confidence in the House of Representatives today. As per Nepali Constitution, newly appointed Prime Minister should take a trust vote in Parliament within 30 days of the appointment. 72-year-old veteran communist leader was sworn in on Monday as the Prime Minister for the fourth time. The chairman of the CPN-UML, Nepal's largest communist party, was appointed as Prime Minister by President Ramchandra Podel to lead the coalition government with the Nepali Congress or NC, the largest party in Parliament. On to sports now. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will take on UAE in a crucial Group A match at Rangiri Nambula International Stadium in Sri Lanka today. A victory for India in this match would secure them a spot in the semi-finals, making it one step closer to defending their title. The match will start at 2 p.m. IST. Yesterday, host Sri Lanka defeated Bangladesh by 7 wickets, riding on Veshmi Gunaratne's half-century. Sri Lanka crossed the winning line within 17.1 overs. In athletics, Kiran Pehel clinched gold medal in the women's 200 meters event at the 2024 Summer Athletics Competition in Warsaw, Poland yesterday. The 23-year-old sprinter clocked a timing of 23.33 seconds to finish first in the race, marking the best performance by an Indian this year. In the same event, Jyoti Yaraji, who is set to become the first Indian woman to compete at the women's 100 meters hurdles at an Olympics, secured the second spot with a timing of 23.53 seconds. In Swedish Open tennis, the final will be played between Spaniard Rafael Nadal and Nuno Borges of Portugal today at Bastor in Sweden. The match will commence at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Earlier, Nadal advanced to his first final since winning the 2022 French Open, defeating Croatian Duje Adjukovic in the first semi-final match yesterday. Meanwhile, Borges stormed into men's singles final, beating Argentinian Thiago Agustin Tirante in two straight sets, 6-3, 6-4, in the second semi-final. Around 1,000 Indian students have returned to India from Bangladesh as the neighbouring country is witnessing violent anti-quota protests. The External Affairs Ministry said 778 Indian students returned through various land ports. Around 200 students returned by regular flights through Dhaka and Chittagong airports. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Saira. Granular data on NEET is out. Some centers outperform headlines in the Hindustan Times. Reshuffle in UP BJP soon. Yogi stays, writes the Asian Age, adding, state unit chief to be replaced, accommodated in cabinet rejig. A day after air operations are paralyzed due to the global Microsoft outage, now operations limp back to normalcy. Financial Express Sunday writes, flights near normal, only 75 cancelled. The Sunday Statesman writes, airport systems working normally, says Aviation Ministry. Big June-July rain deficit in 9 states, excess in 6 others, writes Sunday Times. And for lovers of history and art, the capital city of Delhi is to get another museum. The Humayun Museum opens next month, which will serve as a gateway to the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Humayun's tomb. And with that, it's back to you, Sarah.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate 46th session of World Heritage Committee in New Delhi this evening. Government convenes all-party meeting today ahead of budget session of Parliament. EPFO adds 19.5 lakh net members in May this year. 14-year-old test positive for Nipah virus in Malappuram district of Kerala. KP Sharma Oli government in Nepal to seek vote of confidence in Parliament today. And in cricket, India to take on UAE in Women's Asia Cup T20 at Nambula in Sri Lanka this afternoon. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.